Hey everyone, I'm Gabrielle Santiago and welcome to Living Revelations Podcast. We're here to help you find God real in everyday life. We will be talking about how to hear from God, how to have a relationship with Him, and what it looks like to walk into your God-given purpose as you do life with God. I want to invite you to take life a step at a time closer to Christ with us. This is Finding God Real in Everyday Life. Hi guys, this is Gabby. Thanks for tuning in. So today I'll be talking with you all about the gift of love and mercy. So as we approach the season of Christmas, right, a time where we get to celebrate the Lord's birth, Jesus's birth, it's so important that we just remember that Jesus is the gift of love and mercy to us. And something that I've been challenged, I feel like this past year, is really having a heart that is overflowing with thankfulness. I did a video and podcast a couple weeks ago on that. And something that God's really been speaking to me on is remembering, right, His love and mercy. Because when we are rooted and established in His love, like what Ephesians 3 says, when we're rooted and established in His love, it is then that we can experience the fullness of God. And as we remember, right, and ask the Lord to give us a revelation of His love and mercy, that is going to change it all, guys. When we acknowledge God's love and mercy for us, like truly have a deep revelation of it, it should be just automatic that we are overflowing with thankfulness. Joy should be uprising, you know, and I really feel like in this time, you know, maybe many of you are going through a time of hardship. Maybe some of you are going through a time of loss, disappointment, fear. But whatever that is, let's not forget the gift of love and mercy that God has given to us, right? And it can be so easy for us to be so stuck and focused in our current circumstances, right? Looking at our current state. But we have to remember that there is heaven to come, right? Eternity, the new heavens and new earth. And there's a spiritual world that is so much more real than this physical world that we see. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." And let's remember that God, Jesus, He is our rock eternal. That's what the word said, our rock eternal. And so I want to challenge you all, not just for this Christmas, but for every single day, to remember the gift that you have been given, right? When Jesus died on that cross, it was for all of us. All of us. He died for all, that all would be saved. That's what the scripture says, that He has come so that all would be saved. Obviously, we have to choose Jesus, believe in Him, and live in Him in order to be saved. But He already died on the cross, and God gave Jesus to us as a love and as a gift of love and mercy because He loved us so much. So it's so important. You know, I've been praying this, and I would encourage you all to pray this and ask the Lord God, root me and establish me in Your love. Establish me in Your love. Because when we are so rooted and established in God's love, we give no room for offense. We give no room for fear. You know, and recently I was caught up in unforgiveness again. And, you know, it was clearly seen because I was acting out of offense, right, and bitterness. And that's when the Lord was reminding me, Gabby, you need to be rooted in My love. Because when we are so filled with the love of God, even though other people may disappoint us, we're so filled with love that love just overpours, right? And that's what God wants us. He died on the cross so that we would be overfilled with His love, that nothing could take us away, right? That scripture says nothing can separate us from the love of God. What Jesus did on the cross, He says, it is finished. That means nothing can separate you from God's love, unless it's your own choice to live in sin. But if you choose to live in Jesus, you choose to give your life to Him, nothing can separate, right? Not even death, no height, no width. Nothing can separate you from God's love. And that's something beautiful to know. Because guess what? What you have as believers, you know, those listening, we as children of God, those that have accepted Jesus as our Savior and living rightly in Him, we have the greatest gift of all. And that's Jesus, because in Jesus, we have nothing to fear. Think about it. People in this world, okay, they can have money, they can have security, they can have governments, police protecting them. By the end of the day, they can't save and protect that person from death. But Jesus has overcome death, right? The word says, death, where is your sting? Jesus overcame death. He resurrected. And the same Spirit that resurrected Jesus is the same Spirit that will resurrect us. He has given us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, again, it ties to that gift of love and mercy. God showed us love and mercy, And that's why we don't have to live in fear. That's why even though we go through hardships, we can still take joy, knowing that God is you know, molding us and maturing us to look more like Him. And He has a way of turning things around for our good. Like, God just always has a way. He always has a way. Let's just trust Him in that. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." I'm just going to stop right there first, right? A son is given. Who is Jesus given to? To you, to me, to every single person. Right? Like, Jesus was given for us. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life." What it means is God gave Jesus to us. He allowed His Son to die because only the purest blood could purify us from our sins. When Adam and Eve, from the beginning, right, the beginning in the garden, when they chose to sin and eat of the knowledge of good and evil, they died. That was it. Mankind was doomed. We were all doomed, guys. That's why apart from Jesus, you know, we struggle in temptations and in sin. But Jesus came to set us free. He was the only thing that could save us. And God decided to do that out of His love and mercy, right? For God so loved the world that He gave. I just want to remind you all, if you feel like right now that everything has gone wayward or everything is just bad, know that you are so loved and that you have the greatest gift of all. And that's Jesus. God has given us Him so that we would have everything that we need. Ephesians 1:3-10 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." So God has given us every blessing that we need in Jesus. In Jesus. And I love that it says, "who has blessed us in the heavenly realms." Guys, understand, like, your life is so much more than what you see. There's things that are going on spiritually. And that's why, you know, many of you maybe who are in a relationship or was in a relationship that wasn't in the Lord, okay, you might be experiencing physically good things, but you felt dry inside. That's your spirit, right? Like, we all have that inner man, our spirit man, and only Jesus can revive that. So I would encourage you guys too, those that are in relationships that need to be cut off, I wasn't planning to say this, but maybe someone needs to hear this. It's time, right? Because God has given you the greatest gift. But when we choose the world, it's like us taking that gift and putting it aside. Right? We're saying, "Jesus, I don't want you, but I want the world." But Jesus, only Him is true treasures. In Him, there are pleasures forevermore. There's eternity, salvation in Him. There's no other thing. Like, yes, the world may look appealing, but just because it looks appealing doesn't mean it's for our good. I'm going to continue on and read in verse 4. It says, "For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Christ Jesus, in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves." Man, I just love that. Like, God chose us in Christ to be predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus. And so understand that there is no, like, you know, this world is presenting so many different options. Live like this, live like that, and you'll experience joy, fulfillment, fame, purpose. Nothing can satisfy you except you living out who you're created to be in Christ Jesus. Because that was what you were made to be, right? Like, I spent so much of my life up until my junior year in college living my own way, living and choosing what my flesh wanted, what my heart desired. But it wasn't until I gave my life to Jesus that I have experienced true joy. There's nothing better than knowing that you are living in the will of God. There's nothing more joyful knowing that you are just living and shining Jesus. Trust me, guys, there's nothing more better than that. In love, He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Christ Jesus, in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given to us. Again, His grace and mercy, He's freely given to us in the one He loves, Jesus. In Christ, in Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. That's what we get to look forward to, guys. Like, when we all die, or whenever Jesus comes back, there's going to be a new heaven, a new earth that comes together, right? And that's what we get to look for. And I know it's like, I don't see it though, but this is reality. And I would encourage you, for those that maybe are struggling in your faith to see God real, ask the Lord to show himself real to you, right? Like the scripture says in Matthew 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open for you. It's time that we enter into this new year, 2023, hungry, right? Like, let us stop this whole discouragement and just say, God, I want to find you real. If you're in a place where you're hurting, Jesus, show me yourself. Make your love so real to me. I've been through so many hardships. One of them was a miscarriage that I experienced last year that I haven't really given time to talk a lot about it. I feel like now God's giving us the grace and the release to talk about it. That was very hard. I was very upset. You know, there's so much I could say about it, but all I can say is I was so hurt. But I found the Lord's love, like literally that day that I was hurting, he came through. And that's how faithful God is. He is so real. He is real. He's not imaginary. He's not fake. I love what Hebrews 11:1 says. Someone recently shared this, how faith is a substance, right? There's substance, and that substance is Jesus. Our emotions, our feelings, that's not real. That's not substance. Faith is substance. So when we have faith in God, we choose to believe in him. That is substance. There's tangible things. Because understand that there is really an unseen world, right? There's a spiritual world. There's the heavenly realms that we can't see. And so let us continue to cling to Jesus and to remember the love and mercy he's given to us. I would encourage you all to take time and ask the Lord to show you a specific moment where he showed you his love and mercy. Obviously the cross, right? And maybe God might even take you deeper into that revelation. But just ask him for a memory of where he showed his love and mercy to you. I did that recently and wow, it brought such healing to me. I really needed a lot of healing, especially in my marriage. You know, there's just been a lot of unforgiveness I've been harboring. But when God showed me this memory, I was like, wow, Lord, this is it. You know, like he gave me a revelation of the mercy and love that he's shown to me, even in regards to my husband. So you, even if those, maybe you have just hard feelings towards a loved one, when you ask God to show you his love and mercy, his love and mercy will bring healing in all areas of your life. Like that's what it's why it's called, you know, like he gave, it's a gift, right? He's given us this. It's a gift. We have the Holy Spirit. Even that, oh my gosh, is an act of God's love and mercy. How do we deserve to host the temple of God, right? Like 2 Corinthians says that, that we are the temple of God. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. Even that is an honor. When we read the Old Testament, God was in a tabernacle. And even that, they had regulations. They had to do certain things, right? If the wrong person, if it wasn't a Levite, a priest that held the tabernacle, right, the Ark of God, the Ark Covenant of God, they would have died. And now we get to carry God's presence. That's something that we don't want to take lightly. We should be thankful that we get to feel his presence, that we get to hear God's voice. These are things that we should be thankful for and celebrate and rejoice. And we can love others freely because we know how much God has loved us. And I pray that as you listen through these scriptures and as you take time outside of this to be with Jesus and to ask him for greater measures of revelation of his love, I pray that it truly would transform all areas of your life. So I want to go back to Isaiah 9:6. I know I was there earlier. So for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And guess what? Who is he an everlasting father to? Us. He gets to be our Prince of Peace, right? Jesus says in John, at peace I leave with you. He'll be called Wonderful Counselor. Like, Jesus is our shepherd. God calls him our father. We're his child. We are so loved. And I just want to encourage you, for those who feel like you're not loved, or there's a lack of love, or there's a hurt, you are so loved. You are so loved. You know, the Lord, when he sees you, it's like, you know, I can understand this because I have a child now. But when God calls us child, it means something. It's not just like, oh, you're my child. There's so much love. Like, you are the apple of his eye. That's what scripture says too. You are the apple of his eye. He cares about you. As parents, you know, like, your kids are one of your most valuable things. You don't just want to leave them anywhere. And you're constantly keeping an eye on them, especially when they're young. God, his eye is always on us. His eye is always on us. He loves us so much. And how do we know that He loves us so much? He was willing to save us. Right? Scripture says, we love because He first loved us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God demonstrated His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's the proof of God's love, is He was willing to allow Jesus to die for us. Psalm 136:1 says, His mercy endures forever. I love that. His mercy endures forever. Like, that's who God is. He is merciful. He is so merciful. He doesn't give us what we deserve. And there's been many times in my life when I see, like, wow, God, like, these opportunities to share the gospel to you, right? To be a leader in the PF Women Ministry for the young adults. Like, I know I don't deserve it. I've done horrible things. For those who know my full testimony, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Like, I didn't live holy. You know, I left the faith, ended up being in a relationship with a man 10 years older than me, got married to him to help him with his green card, like, because I was lost and felt like I needed him, you know, and it was obviously toxic relationship. But, you know, I didn't have a perfect past. Yet when I came to know Jesus and asked Him for forgiveness and lived in His word and followed Him, He cleansed that away. Like, that's no longer my past. Like, that's what Jesus does. His blood cleanses us, guys. That's something, like, He gives us what we don't deserve, what we can't get ourselves. So I just really encourage you all to take time to meditate with the Lord, not apart from Jesus, but invite the Holy Spirit in and ask Him to give you revelation of what He did for you on the cross. The love and mercy that He's shown you in moments of your life. Because God has shown us a lot of love and mercy. And when we remember that, we're just filled with love. Seriously, like, His love supernaturally fills us, where we get to live out joy. True joy, peace, and love cannot be found apart from Jesus. It cannot. It cannot. Because material things, yeah, they can bring temporary happiness and pleasure, but it'll take it right away. Life will take it right away. We need Jesus to secure us in His love. And I love in verses Psalm 8. Psalm 8:4 says, "What is mankind that You are mindful of them? Human beings that You care for them." And when we talk about crowning Him with glory and honor, He's gonna do that. Like, there's crowns that we can receive as we, you know, depending on how we live in this earth, Jesus will give us crowns. And then we get to lay our crowns down at His feet. We get to crown Jesus, lay it down and give it to Him, right? We get to give Him our crowns. "You have made Him to have dominion over the works of Your hands. You have put all things under His feet. O Lord, how excellent is Your name in all the earth." And I love Psalm 9, 1 and 2 says, "I will praise You, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all Your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in You. I will sing praise to Your name." Guys, let's not sing praise to God's name just out of religion or repetition. Right, when the scripture says this, it's saying to say this out of a heart that is full of revelation and joy of what God has done, that is so tangible. Because I'm telling you, the scripture says it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. When we see God's goodness, when we actually see it, we will live rightly. We will seek God. We will love Him with all our heart, soul, and mind. It takes us remembering and knowing, and we have access to the Holy Spirit to show us. So really encourage you guys to take the time. Right? When we says, "I will praise You, O Lord, with my whole heart," let that come truly from your heart. And I want to end with Psalm 103. It says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, everything in us, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Guys, we can't praise God and forget. It's impossible. We need to praise God and remember all His benefits. Right, and I'm going to continue on. It says, "Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit," or I love the New King James Version, "who redeems your life from destruction." We, apart from Jesus, we were down towards destruction, but God gave us the gift of love and mercy to save us, right? "And crowns you with love and compassion," or the New King James Version says, "crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." So I really pray that this message has allowed you to just taste and see God's goodness. Because scripture says too, taste and see the Lord is good. He wants us to experience His goodness. So I want to pray for you all. God, I thank You so much, Lord, for every single person listening. I pray, Lord, right now that you would give them a deep revelation of how much you love them, God. For those who are feeling hurt and unloved, insecure, Lord, I pray that you would show them, God, that they are beautiful, that they are loved, that they are secure in your hands, that you care about them, that they're not alone. I feel like some of you guys listening feel alone. You are not alone. God sees and he hears and he's moving. Lord, I pray that you would give every single listener a greater measure of faith and perseverance, God. I pray, Lord, that as they start 2023, they would start with you. They would continue on with you, that they would continue strong and faithful because you are the one sustaining them. Remind us, Holy Spirit, to abide in you. Teach us how to abide in you. And most of all, remind us of your love and mercy. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. I pray that you all have been blessed by this message. And if you have been blessed, please leave a review, write in the comments how this has impacted you. And if you're listening to the Apple Podcasts, please write a review there too. That helps us to reach more people. And lastly, please also prayerfully consider giving towards our ministry. You know, we are wanting to start next year strong. So we have a 30K fundraiser, but we have an immediate need of 9,000. And so, you know, we have a lot of things that are planned, and we have our Discover Your Purpose conference coming up. And the things that we do, you know, on a week-to-week basis requires more than myself. We have a team of people. And, you know, we want to continue making more resources and continuing helping others find God real in everyday life. So literally any amount matters. And for those who have been giving, thank you so much. And I pray that God would only bless you more with the things that you're sowing into this ministry. And so you can give at livingrevelations.com/donations. God bless you all, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
Hi, my name is Taylor.
My name is Clara.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And my name is Meridian. Revelations has sown a seed in my life.
By just being a community.
By first bringing a community that's kind of just all over the world.
Getting to be surrounded by such a community with like people who have like such a fire for the Lord.
The Lord really put me into a place of faith and showing me what it really means to serve him.
I have been so blessed to get so close to a couple of the girls that are in the community.
I grew up in the church, but I wasn't really living my life the way I am now. For the Lord, I'm just so thankful that we're all able to pray together, worship together, read the word together, study together.
Living Revelation has also helped me to zone into the calling that God has over my life.
I'm very much planted, and I feel God really just bringing me to different levels in my life. I hope that you can all also feel like the same kind of blessing and help through a Living Revelations or even through Gabby. So thank you so much.
We have seen the greatest transformation in the girls we disciple through our online Bible studies. Our online Bible study is a place where we dive deep into the Word, learn how to grow our relationship with God, and build community. We have had over 140 girls from over 9 countries be a part of our online Bible studies. Our podcasts have had over 16,000 downloads. Our social media posts are reaching 120,000 people weekly. Our blogs, too, have reached around 17,000 people, hitting almost every continent in the world. We are looking to raise $30,000 this coming year to produce study guides to help others study the Bible, to build a team to produce more media, and to expand our online Bible studies and conferences. Our goal is to transform lives to love Jesus. You can give and partner with us today at livingrevelations.com/donations.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and are blessed. Check out our blogs at livingrevelations.com and follow Living Revelations on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast to others if you've been blessed. See you all in the next podcast.